Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But let's get to the Blazers here, all right? Blazers are on their East Coast road swing. Well, kind of east and then makes their way west.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock game tonight. I know you love that. Yeah.
Daddy's home before 9 o'clock. We'd love to see that.
I know you love that. And real quick, tonight should be a great test for this Blazer team, especially coming off this loss to the Heat, because the Magic are struggling.
Yep.
They're struggling.
They don't make
time.
Any sense.
This Bane thing looks like a disaster, especially for how much they gave up for him. So it'll be fun to see how that goes in. But we were talking a little bit before the show, Danny, and I'd love to get kind of your thoughts on this. I live in Vancouver. I was at Brothers Cascadia on Saturday night, which is a great little brewery by my place. Love those guys. Shout out. Here's some free pub for you. And we were watching the Blazer game, and I think Wake Forest, Virginia was on the other TV. And so I was kind of more interested in the Wake Forest, Virginia game because, look, it's November basketball. There's not a lot I'm going to take away. But the crowd around me was very frustrated about this Blazer loss. And I was kind of like, well, they shot like crap. What do you expect? I pulled up the box score and was like, well, yeah, this is why. They can't make a three-point shot. Tumani Kamara was 3 of 13 from downtown, first of all. Tumani, I love you. You should not be shooting 13 threes.
I'm actually not against it because, so let's start with the three-point shooting. They're just going to be a volatile and bad three-point shooting team because they just don't. They have 25 points a game on the bench in Damian Lillard. And not having that guy is, that gravity is just going to make it so teams pack the defense in against them.
Shaedon Sharpe, 1 of 8. Drew Holiday, 3 of 10. Donovan Klingon, 1 of 3. Denny Advia, 3 of 9. Tumani Kamara, 3 of 13. Even JG didn't shoot a lot. Jeremy Grant, 1 of 3 from downtown. If Duop Reith is your highest percentage on the team, it's not going to win basketball games. And I was very surprised. I almost wanted to say something to everybody, and I was like, you know what? Just let them live in this.
Yeah.
I don't take a whole lot from this loss. You can't shoot. And that's the thing. Like, I know one thing I love about Blazer fans, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Danny. One thing that I love about Blazer fans is a lot of the casual fans that are like diehard Blazers but don't watch a lot of sports. You know that kind of person. Mm. Basically, the average American.
Sure.
They unconditionally love this team.
Yes.
And they will unconditionally believe in this team. And that is something I love so much about this fan base. But let's also be real with ourselves. They shot terribly. They lost a game in Miami on the road. I'm good.
Where they got there on Friday night.
Yeah.
I may have sprinkled a little something there. Like, you're getting there on a Friday.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Look.
And they scored 130 points and shot like garbage. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
So you're the two highest paced teams in the entire NBA. Miami 1, Portland 2.
And
it played that way.
And that is why. If you're looking at the score and you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, well, I thought the Blazers have a great defense. It's like, no, man, these teams go. They go,
the Blazers,
and shots go off.
The Blazers had 117 possessions. Miami had 114.
Jesus Cristo.
That is bonkers.
That is B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That is an obscene amount of possessions. That's 36 more possessions than you get on the average game. of fast teams. Mm-hmm. Of like, because I think coming into this game, Portland was at a 105 or 106 pace, and Miami was like a 107, 108. Like, and they are setting the bar in the NBA right now. Those are the two fastest teams in the league, and it went up after that game.
Well, and just look at the minutes that Miami has in their rotation too. Guys off the bench, you know, Jaime plays 29 minutes. You know, you've got 18, 29, 31, and 22 off the bench. That's nice rotation.
Where Portland had to lean heavier. Two played 39. Mm-hmm. Denny played 36. Drew played 35. And then after that,
I mean, Shaden's numbers are more than normal because I feel like he's been around 24. It's almost like a load management
with the ankle. It's certainly a thing. And you can see him not have some of the lift, but also that dunk that he had when he broke through for the N1. Holy crap.
Also, from being a garbage defender to a not bad defender, I'm kind of here for it.
Also, Shea getting 5 offensive rebounds.
Big, dude, big. Those are numbers he doesn't get last year.
That's the thing that I've said. Like, look, I've been critical on Shaden and on his shooting. His shooting has been horrendous. There was a moment in this game where he had back-to-back rim finishes, and it was like, yeah, dude, attack. That's what you're really good at. Attack and finish at the rim.
Denny shouldn't be the only guy going straight to the rim. No. Shaden should be there with him.
And then Shaden pulls from like 30 feet early in the clock over the screen, and I'm just like,
I know.
Me and Joe are sitting there watching it, and we both went, Patrick Ewing, what is that shot? Do you practice that shot? What is that? What are you doing? Like, you are not hitting that shot. I like that you have confidence, but like, maybe like
there's like 4 people in the league that hit that shot. But one of them sitting on your bench.
Yeah,
actually.
Dog. Like that's the 30-foot pull up early in the clock over the screen is not in your bag, and you have not shot the ball well from three at all this season. In fact, you've been atrocious.
I think I saw he is the worst
volume three point
shooter in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's shooting like 24% from three. It's bad. Mm-hmm. But his rim finishing was stellar in this game. You know, he went 1 of 8 from three again, but 9 of 19 from the field. So that means he went 8 of 11 on twos.
And
that's really good.
And that's why I'm not concerned about Shaden Sharp. The shot will correct itself. The ball will fall.
Does it though?
And if the ball starts falling and he can keep this up, all right, 9 total rebounds, 4 defensive, like, and he can keep that up and shot starts going down, that's the player you re-signed for 4 years.
The other problem is 6 turnovers.
I know.
For to have 6 turnovers and 1 assist. That's rough, and then I think that's a part of him not knowing where to go, when to go, how to go, within the flow of the offense. Tiago, I really like this change. I mentioned it on TV a couple nights. Oh no, I mentioned it with you, and we talked about it on TV after the game.
The first
rotation. Did you see who came out?
Oh, I did not.
Jeremy comes in. Denny comes out, not Shaden.
Oh, interesting.
Which puts Shaden more in a creation role. It puts him up higher in the pecking order. That is a change. We talked about it a couple games ago where Tiago said, hey, Shay, you're going to be the only guy who can handle the ball out there. Carry the offense. Figure it out, dog.
Right.
So Tiago's giving Shay, like trying to give him these opportunities.
And you want that.
Yes, because you look around and you're like, so Blake Wesley had the surgery on his foot. He's out till mid-January, maybe the All-Star break, by the time he fully comes back. Scoot, probably out until Christmas. Dame's out for the year. Mm-hmm. Tease is out till probably, I would imagine,
Christmas, maybe.
Right before Christmas, I would imagine, is probably where this all kind of comes around. Maybe he comes back a little bit sooner, hopefully. But you just don't have guys. You don't, like, so it's one of those things where somebody's going to have to pick up the slack, and Shea has not picked up the slack as a creator yet, not even for others, but for himself. And so Tiago's kind of put him in this position of like, hey, go do this. On the good side, I thought you saw Donovan have one of his better defensive presence games. And for whatever reason, Miami decided they wanted to throw a lob over the top 5 different times, and Donovan just like deflected it or interrupted it over and over and over again.
Boy, remember last year when we just kept hammering on Donovan's not in NBA shape, not in NBA shape? Mm-hmm. Boy, he looks like he's in NBA shape to me now.
He's
getting there at least.
But he also only played 21 minutes because the pace that they played at, that is just a very, very, very large man.
And that's going to be just a matchup situation, you know? And I bet you without Bam in that lineup, they could run faster.
Not only that,
to bash on Bam, because I love Bam.
Ware may be a 7-footer. Ware is an athletic 7-footer. Like, that's what he does. He is a guy that can get up and go for his size.
Real quick, this texter. I know everyone wants to hammer on Shea for his shooting, but when do we also touch base with twos to Monte Kamara, as his offense altogether hasn't been good either? Look, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's what we are saying. I think Tumani.
But also, who's being asked to do what offensively?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say. Tumani, I don't want him shooting the ball 13 times from beyond the arc, but his presence, his defensive necessity, what that team needs from him, allows us to not worry about it. Plus, like you just said, We're not asked. Tiago is not asking Tumani to shoot the ball. He's probably just taking what they're giving him. And, I bet the defense is going to let him shoot all day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And Tiago and that coaching staff, they are going to tell too, if they're going to leave you that open, you need to find a way to convert this shot.
Take the shot.
Like, that's what has to happen. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing.
An NBA player. If you're wide open, you should be able to take a shot.
You lose this game by 5, you're 14 of 51 from 3. You hit 2 more threes.
And this game's over.
And again, 2 more threes. They shot 27.5% from 3.
Yeah.
They still aren't lighting the scoreboard up. They're shooting what? At that point in time, they're 30% from 3.
Sky is not falling.
So, let's say they have if they had a positive 3-point shooting night, let's say they went 19 of 51 from 3.
Blowout.
They walk away from this game.
Yeah, and that's the conversation. Everybody, you know, we have this. I feel like every time we talk about the Blazers, we have this conversation on the YouTube chat all the time about imagine Damian Lillard on this team.
Yeah.
And that's it. But the reality is he's not. So if they can find somebody to consistently score, and that's probably why you're as hard on Shaden as you are, is because this team desperately needs consistent shooting, mm-hmm. and he's supposed to be the guy, and he's just not there yet. He might be. He might not be.
Should the Blazers have been better defensively against Miami? Yes. They should have.
I don't know, man. The pace is pace, though.
Yeah, but also, I mean, for the first time all season, they didn't force 10 steals. For the first time all season, they were upside down in the turnover margin. They gave up 20. Miami only gave up 14. And I think that, outside of the shooting, the number one indicator of this game was who takes care of the ball better.
Mm.
And that's where, and this isn't just poop on Shaden, but Shaden having 6 turnovers by himself makes it one of those things where, like, ew, that's tough. But if you're looking for a positive, Denny. 33-11-8.
He's the guy.
He is just doing it. He is just doing the thing.
Did he make the All-Star team this year?
If he's playing, he did not 33, but I think he's averaging 24-7-4 now on the season.
I'd love to see Denny at the.
I mean, if he's 20, let's put it this way: if Portland is somewhere between 6 and 7 in the standings, and Denny is averaging 24-7-4 on 48-37-80 splits, he should be an All-Star.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You think you'd partake in, like, the dunk contest?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You wouldn't do any skills competition?
Denny very fast, Denny not very vertical. Don't get me wrong, he can get up and turn it over.
Jump high.
He is a straight line athlete, not a burst athlete.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.